This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. There have been chilly mornings at our home near the banks of the Ohalote. It's tempting to build a fire in the wood stove, but then the sun streams through the windows of the 1991 Marvelette, and solar heat takes over. It's interesting to note that if it were fall, you know, like October, and the morning temperature was 42 degrees, I'd have a fire roaring. And be walking around the house that Marvelette shouting, brr, brr. But spring going into summer, 42 degrees, is delightful. And by midday, it feels like summer is coming. Certainly all the critters feel the same. There is a curve-billed thrasher couple, a pair, that like to nest around our chicken coop and yard. This year, under an old board, partially lying on the coop roof. Sometimes I look at these hastily thrown together constructions and wonder what the heck was that about? But it no doubt falls under that wonderful category at our homestead called temporary, a word that just brings much laughter around the Muskete homestead. This is temporary, I say, while running a rope from a fence post to a falling over tree, and several years later looking at it and wondering, what the heck? Anyway, every visit to the coop to feed or get eggs, I am scolded nicely by the mom thrasher and sometimes sharply whistled at by the dad. I haven't peeked in to see how many youngsters there are, but earlier I peeked in to observe three blue eggs, speckled blue eggs, in that twiggy nest. Male thrashers sing beautifully, beautifully, sometimes loudly, but softly, softly when courting. No need to shout when you're courting. Take a hint. What desert gardener doesn't have a thrasher story? The name thrasher is derived from thrush, not from thrash. But tell that to a gardener who looks at the squash seedlings thrashed, trashed, and destroyed by you-know-who. But can you imagine life without the sharp whistle of the curve-billed thrasher? Oh, turkey vultures are back. And, of course, you know that. If you live in the low desert, you get them before I do. But aren't they unbelievable soarers, sometimes so high in the sky, other times swooping so low? I swear they touched the last year's seed head of the giant saccatone that grows near our home. Oh, my goodness, beautiful soaring and swooping in search of rotting meat, in search of carrion. One day I was watching vultures. I noticed one had white bars on its tail. What? Hey, a zone-tailed hawk. Oh, my gosh. They have the vulture look down. Hey, look at me. I'm a vulture. A clever predator flying in disguise with a bunch of non-predators. What a rascal. And I think this is the zone-tailed hawk's northernmost range, and they are officially, in bird talk, uncommon around here. So very excited to see one almost every day soaring with vultures. So look out, you ground squirrels, you lizards, and you little birds, too. That's not a vulture, and he's going to get you. Oh, gotta tell you, one cool morning, cool in very many ways, of course, on a trot in the grassland, I saw box turtle tracks in May. Whoa, I followed them through the dust along the road where I trot, and until they disappeared on the hard terrain off into the desert, I couldn't follow them. You're following only little toenail scratches when you're following them on hard stuff. An adult box turtle, I could tell pretty easily by the space across the width of the track space. So it was an adult out looking around in May. I love western box turtles. Oh, my gosh. But dude or dudette, get back in your burrow and come out in July. Western box turtles, their name is Terrapini ornata, and that translates into little decorated turtle. And their shells have beautiful, beautiful patterns. And scales on the legs can be orange or yellow. Males have red eyes. Females have yellow eyes. They come out late summer and into fall to eat and mate. Sweet western box turtles. I love them so much, and I can't imagine life without a western box turtle. So I had my tattoo artist friend Lisa put a western box turtle on my wrist. And no, not a Chinese proverb, but a western box turtle. Oh, my goodness. You know, box turtles and thrashers and zone-tailed hawks. My friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete. And this has been Growing Native.